Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Ren from eBay, calling from a recorded line. Can I have your name?
Yes, it's Henry James Walmsley.
Hello there, Henry. How can I help you?
I was wondering if you could check out a recent transaction for me.
Yeah, sure. Let me just pull up your account here. Alright, yeah, I am now here on your sold items. Is this for the recent item that was sold, the vertical PCB mount? Shaft lug butt?
No, I will give you an item number.
Ah, okay.
111 427 094 863. This was on the 14th of October. Yesterday at 10:49 in the morning.
Yeah, I got that one here now. It's for the solder lug, reverse logarithmic potentiometer.
Yeah, and can you see how much those two items were sold for?
Okay. Yeah, based on what I am seeing here, it's £6.90.
That's right, that's £3.45 each. Mm-hmm. Total £6.90. Can you look at that listing, please?
Yes, I am now here in the listing.
Actually, looking at the listing, do you see the multi-buy promotion boxes?
Yes.
How much should the customer be charged for two?
£3.28.
How much was the customer charged?
£6.90. So it seems like the multi-buy was not applied.
Correct. Would you like to know what that is in UK law? I'll tell you.
Yes.
It's retail fraud.
Mm-hmm.
A serious issue, a criminal offence, in fact, that your website has made me commit through its failure. You can see that I've not changed that listing since that purchase, can't you? Yeah, so let's not even go down that line of discussion. It's yet another example of you, eBay, turning my promotions on and off. And then when the customer looks at the listing and sees it on, and eBay turns off the promotion for no good reason in the background, retail fraud results. I first reported this on the 7th of April this year, more than 8 months ago, since when there have been about 6 instances of it. Every time you say, oh, we've fixed that, or oh, we're going to fix that, it's a priority. So, what is the situation now, please, given that this was yesterday?
I'm going to need to check here first, Henry.
Well, you check again.
Yeah.
For the 7th time. Go and check.
All right, thank you.
And come back with some kind of decent answer this time. Please.
All right, thank you. One moment, please. Hello there, Henry.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, thank you so much for patiently waiting. Yeah, I've actually checking this one here now to our support and to my supervisor. And yeah, based on what I am seeing here, it seems like there is a problem again in terms of this multi-buy. I understand that it's frustrating on your end since yeah, you've mentioned to me that this is a crime in UK. But we're going to further check into this together with my support and together with our IT department to know what's the root cause so that we can, you know, rectify this.
Very well. Well, that's the same old story that you've told for the last 8 months, you eBay liars. So what we need to do now is refund the buyer, don't we? So that we're not guilty of retail fraud. Do you do that? Out of your money?
For this one, sir, my apologies. We are not the one who's processing the refunds. You will be needing to give them a partial refund directly through PayPal.
Right. Well, I use managed payments, first of all. So I'll refund them via that. The refund due will be 34 pence. Do I get the eBay fees back on that 34 pence?
Yes, sir. We can definitely help you with that one.
Don't help me. Do it. So, okay. In a moment, I'll do that refund.
Yeah, sure. We were going to do that one for you. Just stay on the line with me.
Yep, don't worry. I'm doing it now.
Thank you for
Hello.
Holding. My name is Shelley.
Yes.
Hi, is this Henry?
It is Henry, yes.
Okay, and you're trying to issue a partial refund?
I'm just doing that now.
Okay. And what did you need my help with?
What I need is to get the eBay fees back on that refund, because this refund had to go through because of a long-standing problem with multi-buy promotions failing and making me guilty of retail fraud. So I want the eBay fees back on the 34 pence that I've just refunded.
What's the item number?
Item number is 111.
I've got it.
Okay.
One second. And what's the buyer's ID number on that?
Buyer name is.
Okay. And you're refunding him the full amount?
No, I'm refunding him the 34 pence that he was fraudulently overcharged by eBay Systems and their ongoing failure, a failure that I first reported 8 months ago, and which has now happened about 8 times.
Okay, I need to get you to the billing department for this.
Okay.
They transferred you to the wrong department. I apologize.
That's fine. Business as usual.
Sorry about that. Let me see what that user's name was again. Give me 1 second. Our user right. Okay, give me 1 second.
Okay.
Henry?
Hello.
I have Mott on the line. He's going to help you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, have a great day, both of you. Bye-bye.
Likewise. Bye-bye. Oh, hi, Henry.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for patiently waiting on the line. So, Mike, you have an issue in regards to this listing of yours. This is for this order log. What happened with this item? And you're actually looking for £34 credit on this?
No. I'm looking... What I've done...
Sorry.
The customer was overcharged because of an ongoing failure with multi-buy promotions, thus making me guilty of retail fraud under UK law. First reported 8 months ago, and this is approximately the 8th time this has occurred. Every time this occurs, I have to give refunds to my customers because otherwise I'm a criminal. I've just given this customer his 34 pence back. Now I want the fees back from eBay on that 34 pence, please.
Oh, I see. So yeah, so let me just have a look on that one. I'm really sorry for the inconvenience. Do you happen to have the item number for that?
Please do not call criminal acts done by your website an inconvenience. Sorry, what did you ask? A refund number?
No, I'm asking for the, what do you call this, item number of that particular listing.
Item number, sure. 111-427-094-863.
Thank you so much. Let me have a look. What's the name of the buyer?
Buyer's username is...
Okay. So you were able to manage to, and then refund your buyer, right?
Yes, indeed. That's done.
Was it done through eBay or through PayPal?
It was done through eBay Managed Payments.
I see. Alright, just stay on the line, okay? Let me just go ahead and process this one.
Yep.
Let me just pull up my tools. Bear with me, Mr. Wamsley. Seller ID. Buyer's ID. Rocket Gloves. Alright, I was able to, you know what to call this, successfully request it for a credit on this one. Just wait for it to be reflected on your eBay account within 24 hours, okay?
Do I get some transaction number that I might have to search for that, rather than having to search through thousands of transactions?
Oh, it will be reflected. It will be reflected on your seller account section.
How do I check that?
That is what you call it.
Yes. How do I check that?
You can go to your seller account.
Yes.
You can go to your you can go to account settings. Go directly to seller account, and then from there you'll be able to see your account summary of all of your invoices, and then if there is somewhat like, you know, green numbers and they're written that there's a credit that was being processed, but that will be reflected within 24 to 48 hours since the system needs to process it first.
Well, I'll have to look out for that then, won't I?
Yes.
To get my 5 pence back, but if you think you're defrauding me of 5 pence every time this happens, then you've got another thing coming. I hope that you are going to make it clear to Robert Hatchell, who is now the Senior Vice President of eBay Europe, he's had a promotion, that I don't take kindly to eBay committing retail fraud in my name, and I wish to complain about it.
Alright then, I will just go ahead and escalate that one for you, and this call is being recorded and properly documented for quality and training purposes.
Yes, it's being properly documented by me as well. That you can be sure of.
That is correct. Anything else that I can help you with?
That's it, is it? Oh, just escalate it.
All right then. All right.
What do you mean, all right then?
Thank you so much as well for choosing eBay. Have a lovely day and be safe. Bye for now.
That's it, is it? That's all you've got to say on your website committing... Oh dear, that sounded like I was cut off there.